on the Ulster team. We were to have six, but young Brian McNamee from the Condrey Boxing Club had to withdraw due to a tummy bug on Thursday, so he didn't travel, and we had five there. We didn't get the result we wanted, as we lost out by 7-4, but the night we lost to Brett McGinty from St. Johnson, who boxes out of the Oak Leaf Boxing Club. He turned on a fantastic display. He won the Boxer of the Night Award. He actually got a stand in the vision from the Welshman coming out of the ring. It was a great performance, you know. Well, and all the rest of the young boxers all performed at a great standard, you know.
Well, normally when you go away to a tournament like that, the award is normally going to go to a local boxer, so he must have performed well to win that.
He performed the best of his ability. He turned on a great display, mate. It was a fantastic display. And he was only against a seasoned campaigner. He was a five-time Welsh champion, Jordan Thomas. And Thomas really dug deep, but he had no answer to McGinty's electrifying hand speed. It's just but his hand speed won him the fight, you know, and great variety of punches, you know. It was fantastic. Great bout, you know. Some very, very good bouts. The final score was 7-4, but there were three split decisions that was on the balance as well, mate. So the score could have been even turned the other way around, you know.
How important is a tournament like this to the Ulster boxers, you know, to travel away and get used to competing abroad?
Well, it's great to get all the young boys mixed together, Miles. This tournament was from 11-year-olds right up to senior boxers like that we had with us. And it's getting, you know, all the boys that you're going to be meeting in championships, if you go to the Europeans or anything like that, or the Welshmen, you know, who's in their championships and one thing and another. And it's a great reward for the boys, and now before the North West Zones and the Ulster Championships, to be selected to represent your province, you know.
Yeah, and had you a team of officials with you as well to help out?
We had officials with us as well. They were mainly from County Antrim and County Down, you know. And we had a coach from County Derry, Kieran Corn, with us as well, you know. So it was fairly, the whole team as a whole was a good variety all round, Miles, you know. And all the young boxers must be congratulated as well, Miles, you know. Adam Boyle there from Dunloe turned on a good performance. Liam Crawford from Rafoe. Cameron Friel from Letterkenny, another great performance. He was a very unlucky, he lost out in the 2-1, you know. And Eddie McElhenney from Clonmany. Eddie was to have boxed one of the Price brothers. There were three Price brothers on the bill last night. But there was a wee bit of dissatisfaction with the weights, and that contest turned out to be an exhibition contest. But overall, we had a great time, and as usual, we were treated like royalty with the Welsh contingent over there, Miles. Great place to go to Newport, you know, and so many Irish as well connected there. You know, they have an Irish national club and all in Newport, you know, a fella from Sligo, John Reynolds, has it, and we get looked after the best, you know. Great.
It's a great opportunity for those young boxers, as you say, to get exposure to that level. Do your officials officiate, you know, the referees and judges and so on when you're over there, or is it all the Welsh that do it?
No, we had two referees with us, two referee judges with us as well, Miles. You know, they were used, you know, they would just rotate the bouts around, you know, a referee from Ireland and two Welsh judges and an Irish judge, and then the other way about, you know. And it's good. It's very, very good, Miles, and very, very professionally done over there as well, you know. And it was a big arena we boxed in, and the Pull Millennium Centre, like a big crowd, you know. A great atmosphere. It was electric atmosphere, you know. It was great for the boxers. You know, we were afraid that some of the young boxers might have froze, you know, with such a big crowd there, but they didn't, you know. They all performed very, very well, you know. It's a credit to them, you know.
Is it difficult to line up the boxers, you know, to have people that are about equal fighting each other?
Oh, well, it was a very, very good job. They were very well matched, Miles, you know. It's all about the coaches, Miles, telling the truth, you know. Mm-hmm. If you can keep it truthful, and there's no sense of telling lies, because when you go there, if you're telling lies, you have to produce your record book anyway, and it's there in front of them what record they have, how many fights, how many ones, or what weight they are, you know. And over there, they're medically examining all the doctor before they box and one thing and another, you know. So everything's really above board, you know. Very, very strict, the Welsh Amateur Boxing Association, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what's next? Are there other tournaments taking place?
There are plenty of boxing coming up now at the minute, Miles. We have an under-county team going to Ennis, and they box County Clare in major under-county tournament next Saturday. There's also a tournament in the Plaza, Ballroom and Bunkrana next Saturday, Dunree, Fergal Doyle's clubs run the show there, you know. And then on Sunday the 6th of March, we have the North West Zones. That's Derry versus Donegal. That's for the boxers that would be going to, that they get through to the Ulster Finals, you know, for schoolboys, 1, 2 and 3s. So it's busy times ahead for boxing, Miles.
It sure is. I suppose it's at the higher level, people trying to make the Olympics, there's still prospects for some of them to reach that standard.
That's right, Miles. There's still a few qualifiers left yet, you know, and there's a couple of places left yet. It'll be a kind of a dogfight for the last few places that's left. So hopefully the Irish can get another or two, at least three, you know, they qualify for the Olympics, you know.
Mm-hmm.